Alright, peace y'all. What's poppin'? I'm back. Let me get y'all up on the screen real quick. Got some crazy stuff to talk about today. We gonna keep it off the hip-hop real quick, cause I found some real good news that I wanna share with y'all, man. I was gonna save this for Patreon, but I wanna keep this real with my subscribers, honestly, man. So we're gonna talk about these aliens, man. You know what I'm saying? It's about time we get down to the bottom of this. I know it's off topic, we supposed to keep it hip hop, but we're gonna talk about this because this is valuable information, and I feel like this really needs to be discussed. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody in the chat. In the chat real quick, Soul Tone Dev, what's poppin'? Dangling UFO, Joe Kent, Jameek, Blazing Legend, what's poppin'? Eastside Me Please, name on the check, Artifact, Latricia Johnson, Don Philly, The Bull, 215, Artifact, Justice Says, Your Boy Troy, Star Stone, Pink Germs, Vigilante Williamson, AFMG, what's poppin'? And salute to Jackson Dang, man. He helped us get to the camera, man. So salute to Jackson Dang. I appreciate you, man. I got to just put that out there, man. Appreciate you. Thank you to Jackson Dang, man. Special shout out to you and yours, my man. I appreciate you for everything that you do, man. Appreciate you. All right. So let's talk about this, right? Now, as y'all know, I don't believe in little green men walking around, right? But there is a connection that I'm starting to see with a lot of this stuff, and I'm gonna play a video for y'all towards the end of this live. I won't do two lives today. I was supposed to come on yesterday, but you know, something happened. But I won't do two lives for y'all today. I'm gonna give y'all a real good presentation about all of this stuff right now. As y'all know, a creep by the name of Aleister Crowley, okay, the most wickedest man on earth, apparently back in the 1900s, early 1900s, he summoned something called Iwas. We spoke about this before, which is called Iwas. Now, this was a spirit that he said he contacted during his travels in Italy, all right? And this what gave him the ideas to write these books, the Book of Thelema, all of these different books, the Book of the Law, all of this crap, right? But some people believe that this spirit, Iwas, is basically an alien. Now, I'm going to show y'all a few different things that basically I came across and things that I put together. It took me a while to come up with this, but I'm going to explain it in the best way I possibly can. And then we're going to play a video towards the end of this to give a brief understanding. Now, some people believe in aliens, some people don't. All right, like y'all know my point of view with it. I believe in UFOs, but when it comes to green individuals or any type of individual walking around, some people call them Nephilim, different things. I will not disrespect anybody's preference or religion on what they believe in. All right, now Let's start here real quick. So let's get this off the screen. Let's get this backdrop off the screen, right? Now we're going to start with this. This is the individual that Aleister Crowley basically contacted, right? And this being is called Lam. Okay, now this was a individual that he contacted back in the early 1900s, right? They would call this being the Godhead. All right, this is what they would call the Godhead. But if you find that now, I'm gonna be honest, this is kind of crazy because it's the same thing as what they would call Yaqub, right? Yaqub is a being, what they would call a grafted man. All right, if you study the 5% nation or whatever, the gods and earths believe this is Yaqub, the grafted man. Okay, this is a made up individual that came out of nowhere. All right. And it's kind of weird that all of this stuff is connected. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird. Very, very weird. Now, in America, this is what they depict as an alien. Okay. Now I'm gonna go back real quick because I skipped something. But this Godhead, right? Now, Aleister Crowley actually drew this. He drew this picture, all right, in 1917, right? And this was actually something, like I said, he depicted in his ritual, right? Which was weird to me. But it looks kind of like Yaku. You know what I'm saying? It looks exactly like that. Now, what I want to point out is this. Don't worry, y'all. We're going to get to the hip-hop tomorrow. Don't worry. We're going to talk about Drake and all of that garbage tomorrow. But this is very important. So this is what America deems as an alien. This is what we see on TV, right? The same Godhead, the same big head, round eyes, whatever. It's the same exact thing. All right. Now, this picture was drawn, I believe, in the early 1920s. All right. They got this from a news article. So apparently somebody has said, hey, yo, you know, I seen the alien, and this was the first depiction of an alien. All right. Before this, nobody knew exactly what an alien looked like. But during this time, this is what they came up with. Right. So now this is what we already see in America as an alien being. If the news shows us something on TV, we automatically assume it looks like this. Right. But this is the same exact thing as Lom. All right. This is the spirit that Aleister Crowley actually conjured up. So now, whether these people in the government is playing with stuff and tapping into this spiritual realm and, you know, getting these type of beings to come up in this world and cause chaos, that's another topic, right? That's a whole different topic. Now, I want to point this out to y'all real quick. Let's get here. Now, let's talk about this. So, what we see here is a high resolution of the same picture of Lom, right? But there is a significance with all of this. And the significance is the owl, right? We speak about the owl all the time. You know what I'm saying? You got Drake with the OVO owl. You know, the Bohemian Grove, they worship the owl. Aleister Crowley was a big fan of the owl. Owls are everywhere. You get what I'm saying? When it comes to the occult, owls are a big, big, major play when it comes to this crap, right? So now, if you guys look at this high resolution picture here, at the top where the eyebrows would be, you can clearly see there is an owl there. There are two eyes above what is supposed to be the eyes. There are two eyes there, and then you see the eyebrows of the owl, right? Hang in there. I'm getting somewhere, all right? But this is all a clear indication that there's a connection with all of this when it comes to the occult and all of that stuff. I seen somebody said Egyptians. Grays, that type of alien on picture you show. I don't know. All right, so let's talk about this now. Now, you can see clearly it says this is the regular picture and then it's enhanced, right? But you could clearly see the owl's face. You can clearly see it. Now, the connection with the owl also, I pointed this out. This is crazy too. But look at this. So in Aleister Crowley's name, there is an owl. There is an owl in his name. See, now the significance of the owl, right, is because the owl sees everything. The owl's head turns in a 360 degree dimension. It can go around in a circle. So when they say the all-seeing eye, this is why the owl is a clear representation of this. Clear representation of why they use the owl. All right, it's used in the Bohemian Grove, all of these things, right? But this is why they use the owl. I'm not saying that the coming of the Messiah is going to be an owl or anything like that, right? But they use this, all right, for a representation, all right? The fact that the owl is in his name is no coincidence with this stuff. All of this stuff is occultic, all right? Now, let's get this guy off the screen here because I want to show you guys this, and it's very important. Now, some people believe that Jesus existed. Some people don't. All right. But this is what you would call the Shroud of Turin. All right. Now, the Shroud of Turin was the cloth, all right, that covers the body. Now, this was used Some people may call this an autopsy, whatever you want to call it. But this cloud, the Shroud of Turin was used to cover Jesus's body when he died. All right. Now, I want you guys to pay very close attention. If you look on the edges of this picture here, you can clearly see there are two owls on each side. All right. Now, they said that, now the history goes with this story, right? From what I read, they said that the owl basically was put there because on each side it was burned. On each side of the picture, it was burned. And that's what caused this reflection of the owl, right? But that, as you see at the bottom, it says owls flanking Jesus, and it's the same reverse images. This right here is kind of creepy, if you ask me, because how would they depict that? You get what I'm saying? It's just, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. Now, as you can see here, is a clear picture of it. Same thing, right? Same exact thing. Same thing. Let me get up here. Let me get this. Same exact thing. The owl. Tamika Hill said, to them, they use the owl for their so-called wisdom. That's a good point. That's a good point. You know what I'm saying? That is a good point. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. Lion Moet said, don't think so. He grew up in the church too. Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, y'all talking about Anton LaVey. Something. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this. Now, I'm going to do this real quick because I want to play this video. Now, what's so crazy about this is that the goddess Ishtar also is a prime factor of the owl. But as you can see here in this picture, all right, the owl is on both sides. All right. Now, Ishtar is said to be the mother goddess, the sun goddess, right? The one that birthed, okay, Mithra. All right, the same depiction of Jesus Christ. We ain't going to go into religion or who started what first, but this is Mesopotamian beliefs. Right now, some people believe that the queen of the night, which is also her name, Ishtar, all right, also she goes by Lilith, right? But they call this Burney Relief. All right, this is a name for her, Burney Relief. But it's so ironic that this is on the same exact side of the Shroud of Turin, the same thing. Both owls on both sides of her. It's weird to me. All right, now, some people believe this to be a Babylonian demon. All right, they call her Lilith, things of that nature. There's all a connection with this owl. All right, now, if you ever see a alien or whatever, right? If people claim they see an alien, some people may say, oh, it looked like an owl, but it had a human body. Some people may say that, but it's just weird to me that all of this stuff is connected. Now, let's go into a little gematria before I go into the video. Let's go into gematria. I did a little gematria for y'all. I don't really get into it because I'm off the numbers thing, right? But Iwas is connected to the number 78. All right. Now, the number 78 is very significant. Okay. Very, very significant. And it has a special meaning. And it has very, three specific meanings that I want to point out to y'all. Salute to Lola Wilson. Finally made it to one of your lives. LOL. Playing this at work. Thank you, Lola Wilson. I appreciate you, for the super chat. All right, so let's talk about this, y'all. Let's talk about it. Now this number 78 is connected to occult magic, right? And it's also known to be the Book of Law. And where you get the number 78 is from Iwas, and it's spelled A-I-W-A-S-S, right? But this connects to the number 78, and it has three significant meanings that I want to point out to y'all. All right. Now, the number 78 is basically connected to tarot. All All right. Basically, it has a lot to do with tarot. So it says here, most vulnerable, because Mizla is shown as the influence descending from on high, whose key is the tarot, and we possess the tarot. So all of us, basically what this is basically saying, that all of us have psychic abilities. We all have the ability to see into the future. All right. We all have that ability. Most people use this ability. Some people don't. Some people sell this ability. Some people exploit this ability. Some people go online and use this ability for their own purposes. Right. But we all have it. We all are given this gift to see the past, the present, and the future. All right. Which is why this is here. All right. Now, Mizla. Okay. I'm going to break down what MZLA is. Now, Mizla is a representation of Keter. All right. Keter. K-E-T-E-R. Or Keter. All right. Which is another term for the tree of life used by the Kabbalah. All right. So if you practice the Kabbalah, you would know what the term MZLA is, right? Because that is a representation of Keter. All right. Or some people may call it sacred geometry, whatever you want to call it. All right. Now, also the number 78, also represents, hold on, let me get this right, y'all. Also the number 78 represents the dream state. All right. The dream state. Now, the dream state is what people may say, all right, well, you want to astral project or leave this realm, okay, and go into a different dimension. When we go into comas, when we go to sleep, all right, we are basically in this dream state. And this is how most people, I'm not going to say we, but this is how most people speak to spirits, all right, in this dream state. But the number 78, all right, represents this also. It's connection, a communication with the unconscious, all right? So a lot of this stuff, the numbers and all of this stuff is connected for that reason. Right, which makes sense now if you think about it, because how did Aleister Crowley tap into that being? All right, and this being, I'm gonna play the video for y'all. If y'all bear with me, I'm gonna play the video for y'all, and the guy's gonna break it down. And I may stop it and talk about it from, you know, points of my view, but this is all connected. You get what I'm saying? Like I say all the time, all of this stuff is connected. There's no coincidence that, you know, we're seeing a lot of this stuff in the news right now. You know what I'm saying? And let's be honest here. They want to put us in this dream state. All right. Everything is a false reality. This is why a lot of people say, yo, we living in a false reality. Nothing is real, because we're living in a dimension where they're controlling it. These spirits are walking amongst us because none of this stuff is real. Anything we see around us, social media, all of this crap, none of it's real. And they know that. You know what I'm saying? They know that. This is why a lot of, like, we want to talk about the Mandela effect. All right. The Mandela effect is a prime example. How are things being erased from our history? Right. If there is another Mandela effect, more things will be erased from our history. You get what I'm saying? Like, we won't remember any of this. Prime example, when we take a look at the pandemic, they told us all to stay in the house, right? We stayed in the house while they manipulated things on the outside. It's all part of their plan. So whether they're tapping in, like I said, whether they're tapping into these beings or getting this energy to manifest certain things in our reality, this is what they're doing. They're using this. And we're actually in a dream state. None of this stuff is real. We're in a dream state at this point in time. Now, 78 also goes off of the mystic number, which is the 12th path. If you in the tarot cards, you know about all of this, right? But this represents the Magus. All right. Now, the Magus represents Iwas, right? Now, Iwas is also known as a spirit or a demon, right? But the Magus represents the hangman. Okay, the man that hung. All right, now Magus also goes into the term magician. All right, Magus, magic. All right, but that term comes from Zoroastrianism, I believe. All right, so all of that. Salute to Malia. Thank you, Malia. Thank you. Salute. I appreciate you. She says, sick, sad world. Yeah, man. It's all connected. You know what I'm saying? But magus actually represents magic. All right. That term came from Zoroastrianism. And, you know, a lot of people that deal with tarot cards, they know this. All right. Now, I want to point something out to y'all real quick, man. Real quick before I play the video. Let me get this back up on the screen real quick. All right, so the fact that we're seeing a lot of these beings, right? And I just want to point this out before I go into the video. The fact that we're seeing a lot of these beings or what they deem as beings, we don't know if any of this stuff is real. Nobody has actually seen a alien, all right? You may claim you have saw one, but nobody has physically seen one. All right, but we already heard, oh yeah, there was aliens walking around in Miami, all of this crap. The news is going to tell us what they want us to know, right? But when we see this type of stuff, we know for a fact that this is one of the two things I truly believe, and I'm going to give my personal opinion. I truly believe these people are tapping into a spiritual realm, and they're letting these beings loose. Which is why a lot of people are dealing with turmoil right now. You're not understanding why, because it's like these things are walking amongst us. All right. And they're allowing it. Now, I don't want to sound crazy or off the deep end. Yo, Jay, you didn't win cuckoo. Don't worry. Tomorrow we're going to keep it hip hop. But I couldn't just save this for Patreon. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you can do your own due diligence and connect the dots. I just wanted to come up here and show you guys some information that I found. And honestly, I truly believe when we see things like the solar eclipse and stuff flying in the sky, these people are letting these beings out. They're letting these beings out. Somebody said CERN, right? You get what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that tarot cards are demonic or whatever. If you into that, that's what you into. I personally don't agree with people exploiting that type of stuff, but that's your business. All right. But what I'm saying is that we're seeing this stuff happen before our eyes, right? And we're preparing, they're preparing us for something bigger. Now, I'm not saying, yo, it's going to be aliens attacking us. Nah, I don't know. Nobody knows. We don't know. But when I hear people saying, okay, Project Blue Beam, the coming of Christ and all of these things, and all of this stuff is connected, they have the power and ability to change what we think. Our reality is not really what we think it is. It's not what we think it is. But the lower level, the lower frequency people are caught up in what we see on TikTok, Instagram, low negativity, low vibration, because these people are not focused on that. And I say these people, I mean the government. They're not focused on that. They're not focused on any of that. Why? Because they're doing things like this, bringing out beings, bringing out spirits to control and manipulate people. All right, now I'm going to play this video real quick. It's a little lengthy, but I'm going to play this video and we're going to talk about it. Salute S61. Thank you, man, for the super chat. I appreciate y'all. Let me shout some people out, man. Eastside Me Please said portals. Yeah. You know what's so wild about that? Salute to Cara Janelle. Here's the thing about when it comes to portals, right? There are different portals located around the world. Some people may know what was that show called? It was a show back in the day, and it focused on that. And there was a big circle. They have a portal, I believe, in Detroit, but there's a big circle. And apparently you can conjure up some type of spirits and go and walk through this portal and all kind of stuff. And the reflection is there. But I really believe that these people they're using that. Just like there's no coincidence, there's pyramids located all over the world now. For years before TikTok and Instagram existed, we only thought, and I don't care what you say, we only thought that pyramids existed in Egypt. That's what we believed. Now they're finding pyramids in Antarctica. They're finding pyramids in Mexico. All of these different things are coming into a connection. You know what I'm saying? Stargate. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, peace, love. Stargate was the show. Yep. Stargate. All of these things are coming into a connection for a specific reason. Now, let me play this video for y'all real quick. I'm going to shut the hell up. I may give some context, but he's going to speak about how IWAS is connected to Yahweh. I know. People, my Hebrew people is going to kick my behind, but he broke it down. You know what I'm saying? And salute to this dude, man. Salute to this guy here. I hope I'm up on the screen. Okay, so his name is Sivan Bonar. All right, now he's going to break it down about the mysteries of IWAS and how it's all connected. But I'm going to shut up a little bit here and play the video for y'all. Peace to everybody that likes the video, man, and left a comment. I appreciate all of y'all, man. All right, let's get to this video real quick, y'all. Hold on, let me turn the mic off.
One question that I'd be curious to ask you, and it's one that I'm very intrigued by, of course, is the concept of us being visited by physical extraterrestrial entities. Curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, that's a good question, because a lot of people have been trying to get me to do a whole show about that, because they're like, man, you need to talk about the extraterrestrials, because they know I know, but I never really centralize a lot of stuff that I talk about on that, because I just, you know, I've spent a lot of time encouraging people to find that power within. But just to, you know, sum it up, obviously, well, the first thing everyone should know is that a lot of the, all of the entities that you see here on the planet have their own planet. Mm-hmm. And they are prime on their planet. Why Earth, you know, we play prime in this role that we're mm-hmm. in, like we know King of Beasts and blah, blah, blah. But there's a planet for beetles, and you go there and you're going to experience kind of what it's like to not be prime. So that's right. The first thing is so you to understand that there are other consciousness, vast intellects that also operate on.
So there's a different realm for each species that walks on this Earth. There's a different realm for each individual species. It's crazy.
Hives that do have inhabit entire planetary systems. And we dip in and out of their frequency in a way like what we see ants and beetles dip in and out of our frequency. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the entire concept of what we deal with now in the modern times, which is, again, a big part of that mind control structure of the entity itself, known as AWAS, which is actually Yahweh, which is what we get as a gray, was what was encased inside of the Great Pyramid and was released by Osar Seth, who is who we're calling Moses, when supposedly he plundered, as you'll see in the spiritual text, Egypt for what was most valuable, and then took what was known as the Ark of the Covenant. And this Ark of the Covenant was actually an agreement. And this is why we're facing so much now in the reality, because those who've made that agreement are having a hard time dealing with it. And this is why this entity, which has been given many names over time, but it was actually encased in. See, what the pyramid is, and I have to, you know, this is a tough subject here because it's a real thing. So, you know, I have to be very accurate. But what the pyramid is it's basically, it has a zero-point field. It's configured to have a zero-point field. What a zero-point field is, it's like outside of time. So anything that gets into a zero-point field can't affect anything that's in time. And so this is kind of how we had, or our ancestors had kind of kept us protected, if you may, from the dweller and from AWAS and from.
So now, listen, y'all, he going to talk about it, but I see what y'all saying in the chat. So apparently these beings have been trapped away, right? They've been trapped away for a reason. And a lot of our ancestors protected us from this being. Now, when it comes to the government, these people are just, they trying to let this crap out. You get what I'm saying? They trying to let this AWAS alien crap out. This is what I'm saying. It's like, there's no coincidence that none of all of this stuff is happening. You know what I'm saying? It's no coincidence, man.
all of the what embodies real darkness of what we'll say is nothing to do with prima materia, nothing to do with negative on a battery pole. We're talking about pure evil in every single context, one that wants to divide and destroy. As it says, I came here to turn mothers against daughters, sons against fathers. This is the intellect that you're dealing with.
Wow.
So this particular entity was, you know, put into, it's kind of like watching an old He-Man film or old, there was one cartoon where you can even see them do it. This is how much there's real knowledge in the undercurrent, especially of Hollywood, because they're heavily involved in understanding this entity and knowing what it's about and what it demands. So basically they're over their head, and who they are is not the Jewish people, but the people who are ruling the Jewish people. And this is why they're caught up into this whole idea. And this is why you're seeing all these wars now, because they have an idea of greater Israel. They have this idea that they're going to rule the planet. They have this idea, and they've been given all these promises. And in order for them to fulfill these promises, as they say, the promised land, is they must serve this entity and do its bidding. And so, and this is the alien everyone is dealing with now, because alien is in, it's foreign to us. Mm-hmm. It's not like us, versus there are other beings that you can classify as being extraterrestrial because they don't have two arms, two legs, and a head, but that are very much akin to what we are as beings that are full of compassion, have love, and have, you know, aspect of being closer together. We're like family. You see, right. We may not look per se the same in physicality,
same,
but we come
inside.
From exactly. Yeah. Versus AWAS, which is known as the child, has a different kind of story. It's when you get into the archonic stories. It wasn't born in a womb, so it's somewhat artificial. And you know, I dig for years at tracking the dweller. You know, just as a side mission. Uh-huh. And what I've come to understand is that it was an eidolon, that it never actually existed as a real being. It was actually something that we created and pushed power into.
Wow.
And the more that we pushed power into it, it became animate.
Wow.
And this is why, you know, in these texts, and they read out like some of the greatest quest stories, they say that basically this was going to be the greatest challenge ever to mankind, because we can't use the same powers that we use in the past to defeat it. Because see, all of the other, let's say, kind of malevolent forces, there was something to thwart them. And you can see that in the text of Solomon, that within every bad demon, there was an angel that would balance it out. And this is kind of like the same thing with the body. There's a positive and negative side of the body. And so they cancel each other out. But with eidolons, which are ideas that are concentrated and formed and that are artificial, to remove that kind of parasite, because that's what it is. It's a parasite in the consciousness. It takes the person to be able to go in their own consciousness and do it. No one else can actually do it for you.
So basically that let's take a look at this right real quick. So the people in power, which he said is not the Jewish people, it's the people above them, right? They know the secrets of this type of nonsense. They know how to tap into this realm to get these type of beings out here in the world. Now, we apparently, if they let this stuff out, they let this IWAS being or alien, whatever you want to call it, if they let this being out, it's going to cause havoc because they don't have the control to put it back in it where it belongs. So now this is where you see like people, like somebody said in the comments, CERN, right? CERN is a portal, but they're using that portal to bring this type of crap in here. Now I see Authentic Entertainment, he's sleeping. Now, mind you, a lot of people are asleep to this type of nonsense. A lot of people are asleep to it. They don't want to believe this type of stuff goes on. It's like, yo, this is crazy. Yeah, this is no, bruh. No, there's no coincidence that we seeing all of this stuff going on around us and we can't explain why it's happening. I'm just being honest. Before the pandemic, the world got weirder after, if you ask me. It got weird. You get what I'm saying? it got really weird. So I'm at the point where now I'm really realizing that the people that are above us, that control all of this crap, that the stuff that we see, they know how to tap into this crap. They know. And they're using it against us. You know what I'm saying? I don't put nothing past these people. They don't believe in God, so I don't put nothing past them. You get what I'm saying? They have the ability to tap into anything they want, any realm they want. It's crazy to me, man.
Right. And so we are on a planet with a group of people who have become infested by this parasite. Yeah. Even from the time that they train their children to be infested by this parasite, and right. to a point where they can't see outside of this box, because yeah. that's literally the geometry is a dark box. And that's the story. So what I feel like, you know, is again, the side mission is that one has, like, I personally had to deal with it inside of my own consciousness. And it comes through a lot of religious systems, like especially if you've went deep into religious systems, you will like often be interfacing with this being.
Somebody said, why would they let Wayne Carter said, why would they let these entities out? Crazy evil. The reason why that they're letting this stuff out is they want control. All right. This is not God's world. We gotta understand that. Like, they want control. And if they let these beings out, right, it gives them more power. It gives them more power to rule. Now, I'm going to go off the deep end. Let's just say they want these beings to rule over this realm or this world or this earth, whatever you want to call it, flat, round, whatever, right? They have the technology to leave us behind, for real, for real. They're already trying to establish life on Mars and all of this crap. So they can manifest this crap and let it go and do what it want to do and leave this crap, leave the world. You know what I'm saying? They could leave Earth. You know what I'm saying? They already got spacecrafts trying to crack the firmament. It's beyond weird. But yeah, Purple Lover said, order out of chaos. You know what I'm saying? But people don't want to believe this, though. You know what I'm saying? It's weird to them. It's like, yo, JLJ, come on. Talk about Drake and Kendrick Lamar, bro. Come on, bro. What are you talking about? Why are we talking about aliens now? Bruh, let them rappers tell you they not even human beings. They aliens. Let them tell you. So, it all derives to this. I just was watching a clip yesterday. The guy Vlad said that these type of topics win, bro. Stuff that people cannot figure out. These type of topics win. Nobody cares about rappers no more, bro. Like, it's a rap for that. Yeah, it's entertainment for a few minutes, but next week we'll all forget about it. Let's be real here. So let me let him finish, though. okay. All right. Hold on. Somebody said there's a particle accelerator at a Fermi lab in the Southwest Chicago suburbs. They don't gotta just rely on CERN in Europe. That's crazy. Now that makes a lot of sense, because I truly believe there's CERN portals everywhere. If you ask me, I think that they're located all over. You know what I'm saying? At this point, because there's no, let's talk cloud seeding real quick. Why would they be cloud seeding right now? To control the weather. Why do they want to control the weather? Because apparently they think that the sun is getting too close to the earth. So when I told y'all, yo, the sun is fake. Look, y'all, the sun is fake. They making a fake sun. The rain is, The rain is coming over here. It's like they're making all of this stuff because they want to manipulate the weather. They have to control everything. Everything. Even the spiritual realm. They have to control that. You get what I'm saying? And it's psychotic in their mind. It's psychotic. But to them, it's normal. All right? It's normal to them. And these beings going to be ripping and running, causing disruption, all kind of nonsense. Right? Because they feel that these things have a higher power. They want to connect with this stuff to get the elitist way of thinking. The highest way of thinking. If we let these beings travel amongst the earth and cause chaos, we can control it. No, you can't, bruh. Just like you creating AI and robots and all of this stuff, and now you're having a hard time with it. You're having a hard time with this stuff. Everything they do fails. I don't understand it. It all fails.
They're quite vast because I had a show about this in specific just to explain, you know, what is the process when you're coming out of the body and what levels do you reach? So, you know, if someone wants to look back into that, they can. I, you know, maybe can source at least the name to you, and you maybe can share it with people later because I have to find it. But it was a rather recent show. But it's just, again, you know, you have to begin to identify these different spaces and what actually inhabits those spaces. And then the more you get closer to the source, it's like a force merger in a tense, yeah, that every being that you deal with when you're going in the proper direction is just explaining to you, hey, we're all one, like all of that whole identity thing that's, yeah, gotta go, that, you know, this ego thing has gotta go. And the reason why is because it's taking power away from you. Like you're dividing yourself. So your power is divided. Now you're just like mini man,
yeah,
versus if you guys all came together, you would be like magnificent, yeah, and you guys would all be linked. And so, and this is what these macrobes, which is a term that they're given, large, vast life forms, they're more familiar with doing that and experiencing themselves as everything, i.e. or getting closer and closer to the oversoul, yeah, versus the way towards AWAS, which is what Aleister Crowley bought through. Like, remember, these people did massive chaos rituals. Aleister Crowley was influential in creating Hollywood. People don't know a lot about that. And a lot of this knowledge that they took from the tantric mysteries that came from the Eastern traditions, which Paschal Bishop Randolph actually was one of the people who was very influential in bringing the information for positive use, which was sex magic and how to use the energy of orgone or orgasms. And then that knowledge became corrupted by Blavatsky, who had on her left and right Aleister Crowley and MacGregor Mathers. And Aleister Crowley and MacGregor Mathers are like watching Harry Potter of the darkest magicians in this fight against each other to who could create the most evil. And unfortunately, Aleister Crowley won, because in MacGregor Mathers' tense was, and this is getting a little bit into another story, so I'll cap it, but
yeah,
MacGregor Mathers was attempting to find knowledge about spirituality and connection with spirituality and how to talk to spirits. Aleister Crowley didn't actually have any real talent. He had more of the dark mind to, you know, just make something evil happen. So when MacGregor Mathers wrote this book, and it's called the Key to Solomon, which is, mm-hmm, what you see, the Da Vinci Code and all that stuff is made off around that book. He translated some talismans that basically got into the hands of the wrong people, just to sum it all up. Then they opened up this cult of theirs that basically did what they want. That's why the whole of the law of them, for them, is to do what they want.
Yeah.
And this leaves the body prone to lots of things because there's no real check system. There's no order. And it's grown ever since. And it's connected directly into, you know, this Ark of the Covenant, even the Kaaba, if people really understand its true origins, that stone that's in the Kaaba, which is not there anymore. And some stuff that really makes up, you know, some of the deepest books that you could ever really pull. And I think, just like you said in the beginning, it makes things so much more, because where there's darkness, there will be light. Never will they be absent from one another. So when you see all of that going on, I see also this infinite repository of the opposite energy that hasn't been tapped yet.
So basically, if you got a group of good people out here that want to be righteous, and then you have a group of evil people that want to be evil. We got to face the reality. Some people just want to be messed up. And Aleister Crowley, Madame Blavatsky, all of these people, these satanic witches and stuff like that, these people want to be evil. They want to be evil. This is what it all boils down to. You got good and bad. Duality, good and bad. As above, so below. But people in power, they know this type of stuff. Just like some people may say, "Oh, this I'm a good witch or I'm a bad witch, whatever." But it still plays into that role. You get what I'm saying? Still plays into that role.
Right.
So it's like you got, you know, right now the whole world, I mean, you can see it everywhere. They're all stuck into this one specific system, and that system came from the OTO. It's like even money and all those concepts of where it's gone now with what's on the dollar bill and the how and all that comes from one specific source. And any occultist knows that. But then there's this other side of the story that few even are aware of to what was the whole story.
Yeah.
And I'll conclude it with this, that AWAS's problem was that he didn't have a mother. Uh-huh. And that's why they call him the child. And so if you can imagine a child growing up with no mother, and then the other thing was, is AWAS was created from a word. Mm-hmm. This AWAS is known also as Yaldabaoth in Yahweh. In the beginning was this word, and that word created the being. So because this being didn't know where it came from, because it came from a word, it became confused. So sometimes we have to like play out these stories like, well, what happens if you don't even know where you come from? You don't even have a mother. What's that going to look like thousands of years later as an immortal?
Yeah.
And what you find in reality is many people suffer from the same thing. So it's not just, you know, we try not to be narrow-minded about these kind of topics. We try to be very broad in understanding it. And what it really says is that everyone has a little bit of that in them.
Yeah.
And when you put all of that, put it all together, like everyone's, you know, somebody's, you know, people have been abused. We've been abused before. We've experienced all these different things that where does that energy go? Where does it come from? And that's the embodiment of it. That's the receptacle, if you may. And so what it will take is it will take compassion. Love is different. Love comes with hate. You got to really understand love and what it really equals and where the word comes from. It's Jovian. So, but compassion is something entirely different. It's like.
Just like the word love spelled backwards is evil. It's purposely done. Everything, even the words that we use is used in this way. That's what I'm saying. Like the people at the top, they know all of this crap and they want to let this being out. They have to let this being out. And now if we want to talk about the coming of the Antichrist or the new Messiah, right? I'm not saying specifically that this eyewash or alien thing is what it's going to be. Some people believe it to be Nephilim, right? It's so crazy that everything revolves around this. Like, let's be honest here, and I'm going to speak the real. In majority of the popular religions, let's say Catholicism, right? They had the seven archangels. I believe if you want to go into the Yoruba religion, right? They have the seven African powers. People believe in, people may follow the gods and earths. They focus on the number seven. All right. There's a strong, significant number with that number seven. All right. The strong, significant number around that number seven. It's all connected. There were seven Nephilim. All right. It gets complex, but you got to really just do some deep diving. You know what I'm saying? You got to do some deep diving.
What our mother is, because a child could be retarded, a child could be deformed, a child could be sick, a child could defecate all over the place, but the mother will come and with compassion clean it all up.
Yeah.
You see, versus love is kind of like, if you know you don't feel like it, love may dissipate at that point and you may not choose to do it. So there's just two. Love is like, you know, it needs to be appeased, like for you need to do something for me to love you.
Right.
Versus compassion is all you need to be is who you are.
Interesting.
And I have compassion for you, and that's the mother energy.
Yeah.
So I sum this all up in there's one lady, her name is Shannon Doherty, I believe. And she tells a story, very beautiful, very older lady, but she talks about the jackal, which is a wasp. Layla, which is the mother. And there's one more character. I'm surprised I forgot about it, but it pretty much sums up the entire idea of aliens, extraterrestrials, but what that really is within our consciousness and how it exists on our planet. So I welcome anyone to check that out. The lady that actually wrote the book, that really goes through the whole story about the Nomo, the Dogon, and the real aliens. The lady's name is Shannon Doherty. That's Dorey. And one of her books that she wrote, just in case you can't find her by name, is Day of the Fish. She's got three books. One is called also The Master of Speech. And they're just really great to go through to sum up the whole Earth saga story so you can move on with who you are.
All right. Y'all heard it there. They said, what was his name? Savon something. Let me read some of y'all comments real quick. Shice Black said, words cast spells. Words are spells. What, how you spell it when you tell me you love me, because I can spell too. Now that's what I'm saying. It has a double meaning, because you can put some sort of energy behind a word and it could really cause an effect. You get what I'm saying? It could cause an effect. Salute to J Stats, Calhoun, Kyoko in the building. Simone was popping. She said, true, he not saying too much, but just a little bit. Yeah, he went a little bit in the detail, like better than I could explain it, about how it's connected to Yahweh and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, only thing I could do is pinpoint what I found and try to deliver it in the best presentation possible. You know what I'm saying? Antonio said, there are different kinds of love. Yo, that's real talk. Let me see. What y'all talking about? Loss of ego. Yeah, did y'all hear what he said about the Hollywood thing? Like, it makes sense to me now, because when you hear Lil Wayne say, I'm not real, I'm a Martian, or Chris Brown saying, I'm an alien, and you know what I'm saying? These people know this type of stuff. But they have to keep up with the code of silence. They can't tell you. I know it sounds far-fetched. Yo, you think Lil Wayne saw an alien? Barack Obama already said he witnessed it. I can't confirm. He already said it. They asked him, yo, have you seen the alien or UFO? And he starts stuttering and all kind of crap. So yeah, I think these people in power know about this type of stuff, and they're not supposed to tell people. Because if they did, if they came out and publicly said, yo, I seen the alien, everyone would call them crazy. No one would believe them. You know what I'm saying? No one would believe none of these artists, Hollywood actors, nothing. These politicians, none of it. But they are keeping secrets from us. They are. And I truly believe this whole IWAS thing is a being that they're tapping into. Because why do they want it roaming around the earth? To have control, to manipulate people's way of thinking. Why do you think the world has gotten so negative as of lately? Everything is negative. You got women shaking their behind, people getting killed, all kind of nonsense. Every time you turn around, there's something going on. Yes, crime has always been involved throughout the world, but at this point right now, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. People cannot stay complacent at all anymore, because why? They're different beings roaming this earth. You know what I'm saying? Guess 187, what's popping? Jackson Dang in the building, what's popping, my guy? I shouted you out earlier in the live. Thank you again, Mr. Jackson Dang, man. I appreciate you. He said, life and death is the tongue. Yeah. Intention behind words are important as well. Yes. if you make a prayer, if you pray to the Most High, the Creator, I'm not saying that God doesn't answer all prayers, but I said this in a video a while back when I first started doing this. There's certain ways that you pray. You have to, not saying you got to manifest anything, but you have to put action, your words into action. It can't just be blind words, because let's be honest here. We don't even know if God speaks English. This is all man-made. You know what I'm saying? The words that we speaking is all man-made. Now I'm saying, when I say now I'm saying, that came from some dude hanging out on the corner. You know what I mean? So it's everything that we see is literally a false reality. We have to put this into fruition. It has to happen. Thank you, Alexis Wood. She said, this is a powerful video. I didn't want to cheat y'all and do this on Patreon. I try to just put a lot of stuff that I found together and then bring a presentation for you guys. You know what I'm saying? The best way I could. Thank you, Jackson Dang, man. I appreciate you. Jade Falcon up. What's popping? S61 said, loss of ego. Right. Yo, that's a good point. When we see a lot of these celebrities, they say, yo, I just lost myself. Lose yourself and all of this stuff, right? I believe that they're allowing this stuff to come into them. You know what I'm saying? And it's stripping them naked of what they usually, or the person that they once were. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a video about it too. I'm going to talk about it. We're going to do some, we're going to keep it hip hop. Tomorrow though, I'll be back with the hip hop crap and the garbage for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said yesterday, I had stuff to do. You know what I mean? So, I'll be back with the crap, the garbage. You know what I'm saying? If you want more of these videos like this, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man, with no interruptions. Yeah, B-Small said, Eminem, lose yourself. Yeah, Simone said, I don't know how to speak in tongues to God. I pray how I know how. I don't know. That's a fact. Not saying speaking in tongues, because I think that's a whole bunch of gibberish. When I see people speaking in tongues, it's gibberish. And let's be honest here. That all derives from paganism and satanic worship. When you see haba shaman shaman shaman, that's all demonic. All right, that's all demonic. You're speaking in a coded language, and let's be honest, you rolling around in church. Your representation. You're representing somebody being possessed by a demon or a spirit. Let's be real here. Oh, I know all my church folk. Yo, Jay, you done gone too far, Smalls. You gone too far. No, I didn't. I'm trying to tell you the truth here. It all derives from pagan worship. All right. We want to talk. If we want to talk about it, we could talk about it. But it all starts from pagan worship. When I sit up there and seeing people hopping around in church and falling out and rolling on the floor and speaking in tongues, that's all satanic. But they don't know that. They don't know that. They don't know that. And I'm not going to go too crazy because it's the beginning of the month. You know, some people just took communion yesterday, so I'm not going to go there. Thank you, Miss Malia. Thank you, Miss Malia. That's why you got a wrench, Miss Malia. Thank you. Let me see. Let me shout some people out real quick. Authentic Entertainment said, I don't agree, Jay. I mean, to each his own. Everybody has their own viewpoints, man. And I don't want to, I'm not here to stare people's way of thinking. Like I said, I won't be disrespectful, but I have to give people the history. You know what I'm saying? From what I know, for at least from what I know. You know what I mean? Do some video about it then, Jay. I think I did. I think I did, though. I don't know. I might have, but I'll look into it. I don't want to talk religion. I don't want to go into religion because people get offended with that. Yo, Jay, you, what are you talking about, man? You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. But you just got to peep the signs, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to peep the signs, man. Like, I'm not eating no flesh and drinking no blood of nobody, bro. I don't participate in none of that ritual stuff, son. Like, I'm sorry. Just my opinion. That's why I rock with you, but you got to come with the sources. I mean, what source do you need, man? I don't know. I'm just going on Google, bro. Like, I don't, what do you want me to get an encyclopedia and prove it to you? All right, I'm going to do a challenge. I'm going to walk around the earth and find all of this stuff for you. I'm going to dig through the caves and the mountains and bring you the sources from the ground up, son. Straight out the gutter, son. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it from Egypt, nigga. I'm going to walk there. I'm going to take the Q6, get on the Long Island Railroad, take a plane. Matter of fact, I can't take a plane because that's not fair. I'm going to walk, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go there. I'm going to get the sources for you, dog. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get it. You might have to give me 15 years, but I'm going to get it for you, son. All right? Salute to everybody, man. Let me see. Who up in here? Yeah, they said, Lime OS said, do you need proof there's oxygen? I mean, anybody could look this stuff up, man. Like, you just got to do some deep diving, bro. Like, it's there for us to see. Like I said, there's no coincidence that Aleister Crowley is connected to the owl. The owl is also connected to Ishtar. Ishtar is also apparently the mother of Mithra. Mithra has the same exact story as Jesus Christ, the mother of the sun. The sun is also connected to the sun goddess. Something is not adding up here, son. Like, I'm either being lied to or what? But then in the Bible, it's the same thing, and it's so weird, and I'm going to break this down too. Like, I'm going to do a video for y'all on Patreon this week about the connection of 2030 in this new world agenda. It's weird. How did these people know that in the end times, everyone will lose faith? Everyone. You got so many people right now that's like, yo, you know what? I'm not reading that book. I'm going to do this magic spell and get some money. It's crazy now. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. B Small said all religions have the same story. Thank you. Somebody agrees with me. I know I'm not bugging. But salute to everybody in the chat, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in on this live. I scared a few people away. It's okay. You don't have to agree with me all the time. Okay? Just know that my heart is pure. I believe in the Most High God, all right? The creator of all of this, okay? I believe in the Most High God. There is nothing I put before it. Not him, not her, but it, all right? That supreme being saved my life. That's all I can say. That's all I can say to you. But I appreciate y'all, man, for tapping in, man. And if you catch this on a replay, make sure you leave a comment, a like. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you subscribe if you're new here and all that good stuff, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate everybody, man, in the chat. S61 said they sleep. Yo, I don't know if people are asleep, but it's real, man. Like, this stuff is no joke, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's no joke. And I know that this little being on the screen is creeping y'all out. You know what I'm saying? It's creeping y'all out, but it's all right, man. I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to do two lives. I'm going to give y'all some junk. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all some junk, but I just, you know, came up today, man, to just give y'all some information, man, that I didn't want to be selfish and just put this on Patreon, man. So appreciate all y'all that tapped in. I love y'all, man. Be safe out there on this beautiful Tuesday. I hope y'all have a blessed week, and see y'all tomorrow, man. Peace.